It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry.
All right. It is our last spinning on spanning. I don't know if Steve likes this segment, but I'm not sure it necessarily fits for the show that we are starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Might be some IP infringement too, but
yeah, we got to retire the wheel, man.
We got to retire the wheel. All right, Rhea, do you want to spin the wheel?
I'm not set up to spin it, but you should spin it.
All right, I'll spin it. Let's see where we're going first.
You
Oh, nope,
you
ever... not that one. Now we're spinning the wheel.
Platteville.
Well, this kind of kind of gives away what we're going to talk about as far as where I was going to go with the story. But would it surprise you to find out that Platteville is the best college town in Wisconsin?
Is that like lacrosse area?
Have you ever been to Platteville?
No.
That doesn't surprise me. Last time I was in Platteville was when Bo Ryan was still coaching basketball there. I grew up... You don't know who Bo Ryan is either? Oh my God, Rhea. Just...
Wait, is this someone I should know?
Yes. He's like arguably one of the best, if not the best, Badger basketball coach ever. He's also one of my dad's very good friends. But he's the one, I mean, when Ben Brust was in here a couple, like last week, talking about when the Badgers made the run to the Final Four, and then the next year they made it the championship game. But Ryan was the coach. Anyways, for a long time he was the coach at Platteville. And so I grew up going, both visiting Bo and his family, but then also going to his basketball camps. So it's been a while since I've been in Platteville, but according to a recent report from Rent Cafe, analysts used 12 different metrics across three categories to rank college towns for this report. So the college towns had to have, there was population requirements that were basically, it had to be a minimum of 10,000 people and a maximum population of 300,000. So already we know Madison's out. And then the student population had to be a minimum of 10% of the total population. So I don't know how that works against all the different college towns in Wisconsin, but that was the initial criteria to be a college town in the running. So then, after several other population-related factors narrowed down picks for the final list, the remaining 235 candidate towns were analyzed for their education, affordability, and livability. Graduation rates, tuition, and university score were among the other 12 metrics considered. So based on all of those metrics, seems like a lot of criteria that took out a lot of towns that we would think of as really good college towns, but I'm not, whatever. Platteville ranked 20th. So it was 20th overall in the country, and then it was 7th in the Midwest. And so there you go, Platteville representing. And I guess it was the first time that we actually went to Platteville in a year. So there you go. All right, let's see where we are going next.
Kakana.
All right, Kakana. If you are a lottery person, check your ticket, because a Fox Valley Quick Trip is home to a winning Megabucks ticket worth $9.5 million. So this was published yesterday in the Post-Crescent. So maybe whoever has this ticket has already come forward and the story is now old. But if they have not, if you bought a Megabucks ticket, so the drawing took place on April 12th, and the winner bought the ticket at the Quick Trip at 1101 Gertrude Street in Kakana. So the winning numbers were 7, 10, 13, 19, 34, 35. So this would be the largest Wisconsin lottery prize win of 2025 so far. And the day saw 4 Megabucks winners. And Megabucks is only available in Wisconsin, offering 2 plays for $1. The winner of the ticket will have 180 days from the draw date to claim their earnings. And as of, I tried to look before the show started, it has not been published yet if anyone has come forward with their winnings yet. But then Quick Trip will receive a 2% retailer performance winning ticket incentive and up to $100,000. It's so funny because I feel like when we talk about Powerball or any of these big lottery ticket things, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars. But could you imagine just winning $9 million? Like how like comfy you'd feel for a little while? Because I mean, you would, if one, I feel like I could retire certainly on $9 million, probably would still work, but just as far as, but just the, I think about that all the time because I don't gamble. I didn't grow up being like, oh yeah, like we're at the gas station, buy a lottery ticket. Mike and his family loves lottery tickets. Yes. So it's constantly like, we'll get in the car and Mike will ask me to look up the Powerball numbers. And he's like, big money, big money, big money. And then we have, obviously have not won. But now since I am married to someone who does this, I do find myself sometimes daydreaming of just like, even not the big, big prize, even just like $100,000, it would be so nice.
A game changer. It would help.
Right? It would just feel like, oh, that is a nice cushion. So I hope, I'm so hopeful they didn't throw out their ticket. Because as of today, no one had claimed it yet. So, all right. So that was Spinning the State on Spanning the State. When we come back, now we will have Giving Tuesday. So stay with us on Spanning the State.